When the eighth day came, and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name Jesus, the name the angel had given him before his conception. This is the Gospel.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Numbers tells us how to bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, may the Lord bless you and keep you. And in that blessing is revelation. May the Lord let his face shine on you. May the Lord uncover his face to you. And that disclose you of God's face, God's light, is a perfect expression of the Christmas mystery. In Jesus, God shows us his face. And we glimpse the face of Christ whenever we look on another human being with love. Love is the key that unlocks God in us. Because God is love. Anyone who lives in love lives in God. God lives in him. This is how they are to call down my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them. So the psalm prays that God be gracious and bless us and let his face shed its light upon us so that his ways can be known on earth and all the nations learn his saving help. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. The revelation goes out from Israel to the ends of the earth, to the whole of the world. And all the world is in relationship with this God who reveals his name and his face to us. And we celebrate Mary, the mother of all who believe, the mother of all. The little reading from Galatians is the only moment in all of St. Paul's writing where he speaks of Mary. God sent his son, born of a woman, born a subject of the law. You can't actually be born a subject of the law. You become a subject of the law by circumcision. That's what the ancient name of this feast was for many years, although the feast of Mary, the mother of the Lord, is more ancient. We've returned to the most ancient name, the octave day of Christmas. But the eighth day is the day of the circumcision in Jewish law, and it's at that moment that a child passes into the realm of the Jewish law and becomes an Israelite, a listener to the law of Moses. And so the two holds there, born of a woman, born subject to the law, perfectly express the nature of the feast. And he came to us to enable us to be adopted as sons. Again, that relationship which is created with us takes the mind and holds us in the need to pray, the need to meditate on who we are, the name that God gives to us. He reveals his name to us. He has his name called down on us in blessing. And then he calls us by our name and calls us his children. And we respond. The experience of responding, as Mary responded to the word of the angel and to the word of God planted in her. The proof that you are sons, says Paul, is that God sends the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to cry out, Abba, Father. So the joy of the feast is that knowledge that we can reply to God in a way that reflects his love and joy for us back to him. It is this that makes you a son. You are not a slave anymore. And if God has made you a son, then he has named you his man. So in so many different ways, God spoke through prophets. But in our day, he has spoken by his Son. Luke takes up all of these themes in the Gospel today. The shepherds received their word from the angels in the Gloria, the promise that they would find a Saviour lying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes. And receiving the word, they immediately get up and move. This is Luke's way with descriptions of people receiving the word of God. Mary immediately arose and went into the hill country of Judea. And the shepherds too immediately get up and hurry to Bethlehem and find what they were promised. And they repeated what they had been told about him. And that's what the church does. It receives the gospel, it finds the truth, and then it repeats what it's been told about him. And this is the message that goes out to the ends of the earth. And everyone who hears it is astonished at what the shepherds have to say. And then the faithful Christian, Mary, treasures all these things and ponders them in her heart. One of the images we've had of Mary in the poetry of Christmas is that she is the one who has to release Jesus to his mission, which is a mystery to her. And she has to bear that wound of his departure from her side to do the will of the Father. And so her pondering of these mysteries is not an idle one. She's not left behind. She's actively caught up in the sacrifice of Christ from the beginning. And she has to support him and bear the separation which is the acknowledgement of his mission from God. The shepherds went back glorifying, praising God, blessing God, says the scripture, for all that they had heard and all that they had seen. It was exactly as they had been told. That coherence between the gospel they've heard and the things they've heard and seen makes them praise God. And last of all, to set our faces towards the body of the mission of Jesus and this new year of his incarnation. They take him and give him the name Saviour, the name the angel had given him before his conception. And the giving of a Jewish name is also the acknowledgement of nature, the acknowledgement of his role. Let us profess our faith in him.
We believe in the one.